Just because we have had for, gosh, I'm trying to think of when we started airing. Well, I know it started when Charles Osgood retired, because Charles Osgood used to be a regular feature for us at 25 minutes after each hour of the morning team show. When Charles retired, it gave us a chance to bring you some new features. And at 6:25 in the morning, we have a feature called Eye on Veterans. It's well-produced. It's a minute long. It is produced by veterans. And it's geared toward veterans and their families and friends, as we say, for all who support veterans. And a lot of times it's of a serious nature, and sometimes there's a humorous nature to it, which is what we just had this morning. I want to replay it for you just to highlight it, because I thought it was hilarious. But I've talked to a few people, veterans, and they think it's cool that we have this. They say, we know it's only a minute long, but just to know that you have something that's focused
on an ongoing basis.
Yeah.
Or your deal, we keep reminding people about veterans.
Not just, you know, on Veterans Day, Memorial Day, you know, those specific holidays. Mm-hmm. Just to note that. And the fact that it's veterans who produce it, too. So that's kind of cool. But just for those that may be joining us right now, you know, some people, as alarms go off, and usually on half hours or such like that, maybe you don't hear it. Maybe we were busy and missed it.
One other thing regarding the network that Tom Sullivan is on that comes to you in the afternoon, that's owned and operated by veterans.
Good point, yes, yes. So, you know, veterans making their mark beyond their military service. But here was this morning's Eye on Veterans, just again, just because I thought it was hilarious, just and then give you a chance to hear it again, and just so it's all about. Sometimes it's serious, sometimes you get a laugh like this.
Before he became a special assistant to the U.S. military, Iraqi-born Kadeem Al-Wiley thought most of America was like the TV show Baywatch.
I'm thinking going to America as a beach. You know,
nothing but hot blondes and bathing suits.
Pamela Anderson running around, running around. David Hasselhoff running like slow motion. Here I am, I end up in St. Louis. So, nothing wrong with that. Not just St. Louis, East St. Louis. That was like Fallujah. People running around with pistols, shooting at each other. I was like, wait a minute, am I in Iraq?
I'm Phil Briggs from ConnectingVets.com.
Is that not hilarious?
It is.
And especially because the influence of American television as seen in other countries, and what makes people think that what we're all about. And just for the fact that it was Baywatch.
Right.
Yeah. There couldn't be a more fake representation, not just of America, but what happens on any beach anywhere in the world. It's not Baywatch.
No Hasselhoff running in slow motion everywhere else.
Right? That was, yeah, you know, beyond the hot blondes that mentioned, people running in slow motion, because that was always the...
Yeah, that's right.
And I never watched Baywatch, except I saw saw scenes of it.
I'm only watched it for the articles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Exactly right. Yeah, you see clips and cuts of it, but that's all that you used to see. Was there anything that ever mentioned Baywatch? It was always the slow motion running on the beach.
Right.
I was never really sure what the show was all about in the first place. Well, they were lifeguards.
I think lifeguards. They were lifeguards, yeah. I think they were supposed to be saving lives, I guess.
And relationships and everything else.
Dave, a regular viewer.
No, not really, but I know what it's about.
Oh, okay. Well, he's a newsman. He's supposed to know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right.
I got to say, No, I don't want to say that. No. I'll leave it alone. All right, well, since I opened my big mouth, no disrespect to the lifeguards that I have encountered. And many very nice and very attractive in their own right. But never did I ever see a Baywatch lifeguard in any place that I, which is okay, because my only thought about a lifeguard is I don't care how you look, how you present yourself. If I'm drowning, save my life,
yes,
please.
Right.
That's
be
all
effective.
That matters. That's all that matters.